I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, we are officially back.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah, good, man.
I'm sitting next to you in the studio. It's quite
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's weird. It's the future.
Yeah. Although, I'm touching your knee with mine.
Yeah, don't do.
No, I'm just. Yeah, yeah.
Unless you.
Yeah. No.
Dips it in alcohol.
What, to disinfect it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wear knee pads when I'm doing the. When
you're out.
Yeah, when I'm doing the knee climbing.
Oh, are you still doing that?
Yeah. It's just sent to pass the time. Aggressive knee climbing.
Which
you just sort of...
unique sport.
You find a small fence and you try to scale it with your knees.
Okay, do you land on your knees or feet?
Well, depends. You have to learn how to roll, baby.
Right.
Yeah. Some people say roll with the punches. I say roll with the knees.
Yeah.
Well, listen, no better way than starting this podcast than literally chatting complete shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Big up everyone that locked in last series, man. Really appreciate you lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Had a lot of lice messages and that. Lice messages.
Did you get lice messages?
Yeah, a lot of people just messaging about having lice.
In the post.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you give out your address?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but appreciate that. We're back now with series two. Got a lot of amazing guests, so... yeah, man. This first one's just going to be just me and you.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Do you think that's a letdown?
No, a let up.
Yeah.
I think people get annoyed when we have guests.
Yeah, they just want to hear the sort of bits where we're going off track.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like lice mail.
Yeah.
Lice messages.
Yeah.
If anyone's got any artwork they want to do about that, lice messages.
Yeah,
we haven't had any fan art yet.
Have you ever had lice?
When I was little, man, I had to I used to have curtains down to my chin, and I had lice, and I had to shave my head.
Oh God, it's a melting pot for lice, isn't it?
What the hair?
Yeah,
they love hair. That's one thing.
Lot of gel.
That's lice's weaknesses is hair.
How much gel were you using?
Oh God, when I went from I didn't actually use gel when I had the long curtains.
Wax.
Well, no, nothing.
Oh, you just
but did. At one point, I used to do the Peter Andre sort of twisted with gel hair.
No, with but, in bands or?
Well, I did the bands as well, but that was more Snoop Dogg inspired. That's more West Coast sort of shit. Oh, I remember going roller disco with just like completely braided up hair with loads of different rubber bands.
Did you think you looked sick,
bruv? I saw. Do you know where I got it from? Yeah, I saw Joel, who plays Weapon X.
Yeah.
In earlier stuff, for any of the avid fans of the one thing that we've ever done, People Steal Nothing.
Yeah.
I've done a big Netflix thing.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about it.
What was it called?
Love Winning Repeat. Don't watch it. But yeah, no, I remember seeing Joel, like not knowing him, but him being slightly older and looking up to him, like, oh, fucking hell, that boy looks sick. Like mosh shirt, white jeans.
No, did he have the...
And plaited hair with different fucking rubber bands. And then a few years later, I came down to that roller disco, walked in with the rubber bands flowing in the air, and no one even noticed it.
Because a long time had passed.
Yeah. 2 years later, no one's doing it anymore.
Joel had a French crop.
I've walked in with my clothes backwards, like crisscross.
Joel's in academics head to toe.
Yeah. Joel's moved on to new era caps. By then.
Big up Joel, man.
Yeah, man.
I wonder what Joel's doing.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what he's doing?
Nah, man. I think he was talking about moving away, but I mean, this isn't really interesting for the listener. But shout out, Joel.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, what have you been up to since... I mean, I'd like to address the elephant in the room. You've actually lost a lot of weight.
Been exercising,
yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
When I say a lot of people, I mean me, when I'm jealous of your weight loss.
Yeah, I've picked up on it.
Yeah, man.
Look, we all have our sort of...
insecurities.
Yeah, we all have our...
You are mine.
Excuses. Or...
You are my insecurity.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I've ever wanted to be.
Yeah.
Is anyone's insecurity.
Yeah, exactly.
I want people to look at me and think, fuck, man, I thought I was good, but not compared to this guy.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It still hasn't happened, but...
One day, someone.
But yeah, talk us through that, man.
What was I talking about?
The weight loss regime. Because, I mean, we recorded this podcast at the beginning of last lockdown. But through the magic of podcasts, people think we were recording them live, but we weren't. Because
no, we have to edit them.
Yeah, we did it all before.
We'd be cancelled.
We lied to you. So that's why there's a lot of dated subjects and a lot of them.
Even now. Even this series, you might have a bit of... Because we have recorded some episodes, all of them, until this one.
No. We're pretending this is first.
Yeah, I know, but let's...
No, come on, this is fresh. Yeah, we haven't seen each other for ages.
They like honesty.
First, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I have seen you loads.
Too much?
Yeah. Well...
Nah, not enough, in a way.
Is it the tipping point?
No.
We're not there yet.
Not yet. We're still touching knees. No, but your weight loss has been going great, man.
Thank you.
I've taken a leaf out of your book, bro.
Yeah, you're doing well, man.
I mean, you started last year, innit?
Yeah, it takes ages, man.
I know.
I think people think it's a quick thing that you can, you know.
There's no magic to it.
4 weeks, yeah. I'm going to lose a stone.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
But it's a water weight, isn't it, really? It's a water weight, muscle density.
Yeah.
No, but I got a good trainer, man, and I think that's important. He schooled me on a lot of things. Big up Luke.
Nice. Outdoor, I'm assuming, though, of course. When it was locked down. What about food? How's that been going?
Yeah, good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's... He showed me the way of basically calorie counting.
It does work.
Yeah, that's the only thing that works, I think.
Do you know what? I had that for, seeing you do it, obviously, and then I was...
It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking annoying because I want to be able to keep cussing you on here, basically. And series two is going to be none of that because, it just won't work. But seeing Action Bronson as well, he's lost about 13 stone.
Yeah, man, he...
Which is
he smashed
amazing.
It.
But like seeing people that were huge, like you and Action Bronson.
Yeah, man.
It did make me think, do you know what, fucking hell. Because I felt rough. It wasn't even just the way I looked, but I felt rough from a year of just eating shit and not exercising. And, you know, it's obviously been in lockdown and all that. So I stopped drinking this whole year.
Good.
I haven't drunk for like after my violent outbursts.
Yeah.
Only you on text message. But I've gone like 80 days without drinking, pretty much exercising every day, and yeah, calorie counting.
That's good, man. Exercise every day is tough.
And I've lost like 9 kilos. Is that, I think, like a stone and a half?
That's good, man.
So
that's hard to do.
Yeah.
It took me ages, man.
So you're now in tune to a health podcast.
Yeah. We're gonna start doing burpees in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
But
burping, which is really good for losing weight.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's good.
I just got to press your stomach in and slap your back.
Is that how you get someone to burp?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'd prefer your fingers in my throat.
Oh, that isn't. Yeah.
This is a very useful part of the show for when you need things to do. It's the recommendation part.
So, what else has been new, man, since that? Obviously, we're in a studio right now together because we've been working on some new music for Corrupt FM.
Corrupt FM album.
You lot might be interested to know. So we've been tested and we're allowed to be in a studio together.
Yeah.
And we now live in this studio for the next 4.5 weeks.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice little break.
Nice falafel delivery.
There's no windows, though.
No need.
I am your window
of life.
I mean? I just say, what's it like outside? And you tell me.
And I tell you, yeah. And sometimes we get something up on Google that looks like a window.
Yeah, and put it on the screen.
Yeah.
Good thing to do.
Yeah.
Little life hacks.
Exactly. There. What have you been watching?
Recommendations. Obviously, we've had a lot of time in the evenings to watch fucking loads of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And although we now have the whole of television.
It is a lot, isn't it?
On our TVs. Yeah, yeah, literally, yeah. I would have loved it as a kid, I think, but maybe not. So I've watched...
That's such an interesting detail.
Yeah,
so, I would have loved it as a kid, but maybe not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something for you to think about. Would he have liked it as a kid? Yeah. Think about it all day.
It's hard to tell because he said he would and then he said no.
So, no.
Yeah, interesting.
Start that again.
These are the facts. Yeah. No, we keep that in. Have you got any recommendations for the people?
Oh, baby.
Ow. Reco me up.
Yeah, some. Yeah. They're quite niche, though. They're quite weird. Not weird.
That's good.
But they're quite... they're not like...
Tiger King.
Oh, God, have you seen that?
Remember the idiots like us? We talked about it last year. Do you remember, guys, series one? Yeah. Oh, have you seen the Jordan documentary, Tiger King? Old, next, old. Wrong.
Yeah, wrong
fuck
answer.
All that shit.
Oh, have you seen this thing by someone's brother that makes documentaries and it's about the Illuminati and shit?
No, that's this series. We haven't spoke about it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's guys, that's coming up.
Okay, that's coming
you
up.
You have to endure a lot of that, which I have. And this is a disclaimer for you.
Yeah.
If I don't contribute to someone's work, it means I haven't watched it. And that's not because I'm not a fan. It's just because...
He's busy.
Not even that. I'm just a simple man. Yeah. I don't know about cool shit a lot of the time.
And ironically enough, he used to be a cymbal man. Didn't
I
you?
Did, yeah.
He used to have all the stands of the drums, but only the cymbals on and none of the other drums.
Because it's pointless.
Yeah, yeah. And he used to just crash around in
Nothing
your pants.
Beats a good ride, baby.
Just
yeah. Yeah.
Just in your pants, screaming.
It's hard to get the anger out. Tom drum just doesn't do it.
No, it doesn't, Matt.
Yeah.
You need the vibration of, this, of the crash.
Yeah, now I do glass work.
Yeah, do you? How's that go?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with that?
I'm going down to a glass merchant's and just smashing shit up.
Nice.
Yeah, pay an hourly rate.
Nice. A bit like a bonus level on Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just smashing shit up.
That was a sick level.
Yeah, that was. That was the best level.
Yeah.
Right, you got any recos?
Yes. Okay, so my first one is Made You Look.
Wait, what's that?
Okay, guess.
Oh, okay, I got it. Shooting, Made You Look, You a Slave to a Page in My Rhyme Book. Nas, it's a Nas documentary.
No, completely wrong.
Okay.
So it's about the art world, which you're famous
for. Oh, fuck, I love the arts.
Yeah.
Which arts is it?
It's like proper art, like Banksy
drawing.
And shit.
Oh, okay.
No, it's basically about, I think it was like, I don't know, 15 years ago, this person basically is frauded a word?
Yes.
Frauded.
Fraudulated.
Fraudulated the art world in New York, which is very sort of uppity and...
Can I just...
Go on, interject.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
Is this like, remember you told me to watch that sick wine documentary about those fake bottles that guy was making?
But that was funny.
Oh, this one's not got any.
It's not really that funny. It's just like
because a high level comedian like yourself, I would have thought it was research.
Yeah. Well, it starts that way, and then I got into it.
All right, yeah.
Is it
a series or a one off?
A one off.
Okay,
but it's good to see, kind of like the deep art world.
Yeah,
it's like
very
smell your own farts and stuff, and like they all really like so serious about. Paintings and stuff, which I get, but
yeah,
like
same being, you know.
But it's
creative.
Almost like they're so arrogant,
pretentious
about it,
yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no, this is definitely a Rothko. This is definitely a Rothko or whatever. But they all basically get scammed, and it's fucking sick.
That's similar to that wine documentary, where they had the pretentious twat that was saying, "I know this one's definitely."
Yeah, it is similar.
Sick. Oh, that's amazing.
In the kind of way that the wool gets pulled over their eyes, they don't really fucking know.
Yeah,
it's like wine,
you
know. I don't drink wine, but to me, it all tastes the same.
It's all perception anyway, and it's a great metaphor for life because no one really knows what the fuck they're doing or talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And some of the fakes were sick. Like, I'd definitely bang a few of them up on the wall.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Living
50%
room.
Off the original price.
Oh, well.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong. I haven't seen it. I've made a complete
the price skyrocket.
Oh, God. Skyrocket. Also slang for pocket. Mm. Carry on.
Should I just do all mine and we do all yours?
Yeah.
All right. So this was probably my favourite thing I watched recently. It's called Class Action Park, and it's about a water park.
Oh, you told me to watch this.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I think it was like in the early 80s.
Oh, fuck.
It's basically this billionaire bought a water park.
Yeah.
And instead of following guidelines and rules and health and safety, he just built what he wanted.
It was the 80s,
it was fucking so dangerous.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It was like a coming of age. Like in Brentford, the coming of age thing to do would be to get a chase from... At the time, we called him the Brentford Tramp.
Yeah.
R.I.P. He's now dead.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And actually finding out about his story is really sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was like a coming of age thing, and that was their coming of age thing.
Yeah, well, everyone just going down to the water
park. If you survive it, like, parents would be like...
Okay.
You'd be like, I'm going to Class Action Park. Yeah, and they'd be like, oh, either you're not allowed to go, or just really, really be... Like, people died.
Really?
Like, be careful. Yeah.
Is this a documentary about it?
Like, yeah, yeah. But it's funny. Or it's not funny that people died, but...
No. Well, sorry. You think it's funny that people died?
No.
Right, okay.
No.
That's why you said it's not. Okay, no. Good.
Yeah. If you don't die, it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically. Like, people's...
And if you do die, it's not. So but that's the lesson.
I think the way that water parks and theme parks are built is that you have, like, sort of professional people.
Yeah.
Engineers, but this was just built by his mate.
it's like if me and you done one.
Yeah, let's, and it wasn't even like, let's test it. It was like, let's build it and then we'll pay the staff like $50
per
time they go down it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how they work things out. But it's an amazing documentary.
There's something very 80s about a water park in America, isn't it? It just reminds me of old school 80s films.
Yeah.
People, the kids meeting down at the water park.
It's very much that. Yeah, and it's New Jersey, so it's not like...
Old Jersey, it's literally...
Oh, yeah. But it's like a melting pot of different cultures and it's sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely sick. Recommend that.
Yeah, that's life.
Other one.
Oi, do you remember that one down at Croydon, the water park? It was like the biggest one.
I might have gone. Did it have like rapids and...
Yeah, but apparently they said like some teenagers used to put little blades on the slides.
That was always a myth.
Yeah, that's a myth, isn't it?
Even at Ealing Common.
Oh, is it? That was just a myth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I used to be a bit shook about that.
Yeah, so did
checking my thighs. Yeah, because the blades are very thin. You wouldn't notice it as you go.
Razor blades. So much effort. Like,
just this fucking spotty teenager climbing up the thing just to install them in one by
one.
How
would you do it? Blue tack?
Yeah, and then what are you doing it when it's closed?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're breaking in at night and getting
in. I feel it must have happened once, and then from that, it was just kind of like a scare tactic to keep kids.
Yeah, well, because I think a lot of people tried, and as they're going so fast, they cut themselves up while trying to install them.
There you go.
R.I.P.
Something to think about.
If they died.
And another good thing I watched, quite random, is Tyson versus Frank Bruno documentary.
Really? Where was that? I'm a real man.
You're a fighter. Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't watched that.
Sky. I've got Sky.
Oh, yeah. I've got Now TV, same sort of thing.
Well, you don't get the remote.
Yeah, well, if Sky are listening, chuck me the remote.
Yeah, if Sky are listening, give me my package for free, because it is quite expensive.
Yeah, it's not that expensive. It's great. Great.
It's
value
great.
For money.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah,
yeah. And
but it would be great to
have it for free.
Yeah.
For a fee, I'd like Murdoch.
I wouldn't.
I would. Tyson versus Bruno, kind of.
Who won?
Yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I think that's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did it go down, that?
In short, Tyson fucked him up really badly twice, but it's quite sad because,
because Bruno had...
Frank Bruno just started, you know, like, hanging out with Mr. Blobby and kind of became, like, a TV personality.
I remember him. That's when we were little. Do you remember that? And he had his own... That's when he was on that ketchup adverts or I don't know. Like,
yeah, he was, yeah. And he kind of... I rate him because he's supporting his family and he's, you know, changing their life, which is a selfless thing to do, especially if you're like such a disciplined, trained athlete to be like, you know what, I'm going to fucking be in a Heinz advert and be with Mr. Blobby and stuff. But then it's mad, because even though at the time Mike Tyson kind of disrespected him publicly, at the end, they meet up and
he still had that respect.
He has love for him.
I love that.
He loves him as a boxer. Yeah. And I think it played on Frank Bruno's mind his whole life until he met him recently, and you kind of...
Oh, was that recently they had love for each other? It wasn't that? Okay.
Well, obviously Mike Tyson's a superstar, isn't it? So he's not really accessible, and his, you know...
And he's obviously changed during the years.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Frank Bruno's kind of focused in on it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike Tyson's paid it too much mind.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. Because he won.
Also, Mike Tyson's fucking a super, super star.
Yeah, we know Frank Bruno because he's like a UK
a British
legend.
Icon.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's a worldwide
person.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly.
Machine.
Whirlwind.
So that was good.
One man punching robot.
He fucked his eye up forever.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Fucked Thingy's eye up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, after his second Mike Tyson, he had to quit boxing.
That's fucked, isn't it?
Yeah. So, all the boxers out there, really think about your opponent.
Yeah.
Go for a weaker one.
Yeah. Great advice there from another boxer.
Yeah. From one boxer to another. It's like playing football with people that are good. It's boring.
Yeah.
I like to play with shit people so I can do like...
Same.
Like Pele shit. So old.
I like to play with people that don't even... They've never played it before. Don't know how to use a ball.
Yeah.
Because then I'm really...
This is a perfect segue into something, actually.
Go on.
It's not really a recommendation section, but my mum was going to move to America.
I love this story.
When I was like year eight. So, I don't know, like 13, 14.
Yeah.
And... I didn't want to do it, but I also sort of fantasized about reinventing myself quite a lot when I got there.
Yeah.
And one of them was to, obviously, because in my mind, people in America were shit at football.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've never been that good at football. And I thought, you know, when I get there, that's my calling.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the fucking best player. Yeah.
Well, and you thought you were going to go out there and just be like, I'm from the land of football.
I thought I'm going to turn
talk
up.
Talk more like a geezer than you do in real life.
Even though, like, South America's so close and Brazil's
course,
like...
Also, you're making a fool out of yourself because in Karate Kid, they had a soccer scene and they all seemed pretty good.
Yeah. So I was going to make them... That's not even the tip of the iceberg.
Please tell the bit where you imagined that you're going to treat it like jail.
And there's loads of so I thought
it goes to the whole thing of thinking, do you know what, as a teenager I'm going to start again there and they're all going to respect me.
I thought it was a time to hit the reset button and become the person,
or the respect button,
the person that I wanted to be at that moment in time.
Yeah, and no one knows you're not. It's like when a neet goes to uni and suddenly they're a whole different person, isn't it?
But theirs is more sort of
just like getting into sort of communism books.
Yeah. And more intellectually kind of driven.
What was yours?
So, this is America as well.
Yeah.
I'm built like a jockey at the time. Yeah. I still am. So, but I was going to basically go into school and on the first day, go up to a group of guys.
Ask around.
This is obviously in my head.
Yeah.
Ask around who's the hardest. And then go up to them, even though I can't fight. I've never had a real fight. I have, and I lost. go up to the hardest guy in school. He's probably going to be at least 6 foot. And punch them as hard as I could in the face.
Get some yellow pages.
Knock him out, basically. And then go, right, I'm the hardest in the school now.
Now everyone shut the fuck up. I've brought along this thing called football. Check this.
Yeah. And I was also going to steal. This is really bad. I was going to basically use...
I was gonna
like
as well.
Garage and grime bars, like No We, for example. Those lyrics. But if there was ever a cipher, I was gonna use those lyrics.
Imagining already that you've walked into school, you've asked around, smashed the biggest guy. As you've smashed him off, you're sort of mopping his blood off. You're walking around, you can see a hip hop cipher going off. You're thinking,
speed it up, okay. Boys.
Speed the tempo up because I've got something that I've brought over called grime that I've made up.
And then when there's a gap going, no we, na na no we, them
passion, na na no we,
Hadouken, on them like Ken.
And they're like, what the, this shit is dope.
What is that?
Yeah. You're like, just a little thing I've been playing
around
with.
It's new shit. I don't know if you know, I'm the hardest guy in the school right now. So.
And I'm the best MC.
Or in our year at least. Yeah. So tell your mates.
Yeah. Tell your mates who's got the weed anyway.
And another thing I've been watching, crowbar it in, is a Formula One documentary.
Fucking hell, Issa told me about that.
It's fucking hard.
Is it?
To the point where
he didn't sell it to me, because I said, what, are you into that shit? And I wanted him to go, no, but it's sick. And he went, yeah, I used to watch a lot of Formula One shit. So I went, nah, I'm not going to watch it.
I've never watched it or never been interested. I just feel it's
you're not a man. Like,
yeah, yeah, I know, it's a rich man sport.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's not something that interested me. But then I watched a documentary, 3 series of it, back to back.
Fucking hell.
Hooked.
Really?
Yeah, and I just watched my first, I don't know what it's called, first level of Grand Prix.
In real life?
Yeah, yeah.
You're actually watching it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm watching it, man.
Fucking hell, it's changed you.
It made me, like, fucking love Lewis Hamilton.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I always thought there was something a bit odd about him that was maybe, I don't know, slightly, I didn't get him, but after watching
slightly
that.
Slightly, like, smug, sort of.
Yeah, but I just always thought there was something about him that, I don't know, I couldn't really, I didn't get what other people liked so much about him.
Right.
But then I watched the documentary.
Until you understand the backstory kind of thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's a fucking G, man. He's sick and he's in such a white sport.
Yeah. Well, that's rich. The thing. You've got to be rich to even be getting trained for that shit.
He wasn't like, he came from a normal family and fucking, and I love that he is the best.
Ever. Yeah.
It's fucking sick, man.
Just raw talent.
To big up Hamilton. Yeah, but man. Yeah, man.
Big up Hamold,
I'd definitely
slag.
Recommend that.
Yeah.
I think that'll do for mine.
Nah, that's nice. That's a strong little selection.
Quite random, but obviously watched fucking loads of shit.
Yeah, I know. We talk about it in the series, though.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? This is the first time you've actually really sat down to tell your side of the story.
Yeah, my review.
I've watched, you already know this, but one of the best things I've watched, probably, I mean, you know, the best gangster series I've watched ever, I got into recently, which is 4 Blocks.
Ever?
I'd say ever, yeah. I'd put it in my top three, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, top 5, you know? No, but that would be up there.
Yeah, yeah.
So for anyone listening out there, it's basically like a drama series about these, like, basically like the Lebanese mafia in a sense, isn't it, in Berlin. But yeah, it's fucking hard, man. And the sick thing about it, and I always say this, is that 2 of the main actors are like famous road rappers from Berlin.
Yeah.
And bear of the other, like the goons in the background and the extras and that, like, are all built up of people that are like either from the roads or the music industry or whatever.
It feels real.
Yeah, yeah,
it
it's proper.
It feel
man.
Like
yeah, yeah.
There's people with sideways snapbacks on and
dungarees. No, it's real. And and like, because like their swags, like them Lebanese in Berlin, their swags, like, obviously, like the French are coming with like the TNs and the Lacoste tracksuits.
Moroccan flavors.
Yeah, these lot are coming with a little bit of the, you know, the tight leather jacket and the aviators and that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a little bit of Adidas.
Yeah, you know? That's massive in Germany.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
You know, one side of the wall couldn't get Adidas and the other side could. And
really?
Yeah, I think that's.
Is this the Great Wall of China or?
Yeah, when that was in Germany, they built it and it went all the way to Germany. Yeah. So I think that's why there's such a massive Adidas hype.
Oh,
there
God,
as well.
Yeah.
So there you go, a little fact for you.
A little thank you. Yeah.
Nice. I don't know if it is actually a fact,
but well, who knows? It is for these people listening.
Facts.
But yeah, no, it's fucking sick, man. You lot should check it out. 4 Blocks.
Yeah, it did look amazing. From
bro,
what
no, you need to like trust me. Like, it is one of them ones where. At first, I'm not about to say you need to watch the first 3 or 4 episodes before it gets good. I hate when people say that. But I'm saying when you first watch the first ep, the first 20 minutes, you're still questioning it or whatever.
Yeah, no.
But trust me, watch it and it'll change your life.
I just had, my son was poorly in about to ambulance situation.
Fucking
so
hell, yeah.
That's why I turned it off.
Right. Well, that's a good enough.
Yeah, so now I have that memory.
Yes.
No. I will watch it, man.
What else have I watched? Oh, bruv. Obviously, there's been so many like fucking murder documentaries and shit, but I haven't watched. I gave myself a break from them.
Yeah,
just because I felt like I might get a bit murdery.
Yeah,
keep, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you ever watch them and think, fucking hell, I hope I don't end up in jail?
Yeah, standards. Yeah, yeah.
I always think that
from one moment of madness.
Yeah. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah, especially with me, with my sort of background.
Yeah, your violent tendencies.
Shit. Yeah. But no. I got recommended by my friend Emily, shout out Emily, a thing called, it's not even new, but it was new to me, I Love You Now Die. It's a 2-part documentary It's on like, it's on Sky as well, you know? Bro, oh, nice. It's fucking fucked. It's about, and it's super interesting as well. It's about this girl who, about this guy who starts going out with this girl, and they're chatting online. They've only met maybe like twice in real life, but they had a relationship for like 3 years or whatever. Oh, he's wow. He's mad suicidal, and she convinced him to kill himself, and she's there for every step of the way online.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah,
sounds
good.
And the thing is it about, is it her fault, is it not? And yeah. It sounds like, yeah, nah, of course, but you got to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's deeper yeah, than
yeah,
rap.
Yeah, it's deeper than that. Blaze yeah. MC's that reverb and that, go to the rave and blow the speaker and that. Do you know what I mean? That
exactly.
Sort of, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, it sounds good. No, it sounds like Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sort of vibe.
They had another, he dropped another thing, innit?
What, like the guy, what, the cat killer?
Yeah, yeah. No, the documentary he went on to dogs. No, about that hotel.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
This is my bit anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
And I also watched, of course, up for the Oscars, Minari.
Minari.
Yeah, great Korean film.
Minari Reed.
Yeah, Jamaican. So Minari's sick, man. It's a Korean film about this Korean family that moved to Middle America.
Oh, okay.
And how they get on with that, basically.
Is it getting all right?
Yeah, but it's like, it's in the same vein as
what is it based now or back a day?
Nah, it's based in the '80s actually.
Okay,
the
70s, yeah. A bit tougher then.
But yeah, but you know, like Parasite, it's got, you know, it's got shit going on. You know what I mean? It's not just about that, but
yeah,
I won't, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's hard. And also, sick, Promising Young Woman. You heard of that?
No.
Right. Okay. So you're sexist.
Yeah. No.
No. No. It's sick. It's about this is a film that's like yeah, it's brand new as well. Yeah. Anyway, it's about, you know how like there's this thing of like guys that are just like, will get women drunk and like they're like, they don't think they're doing bad, but they are kind of taking advantage because
when
the
they're
women
kind of pestering them and...
yeah, and help them, take them home, and then, you know what
yeah,
I mean, it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like they don't think they're doing wrong, but really they're crossing
the sort
that
of
mad
caring
border.
Guy,
yeah, exactly that thing. Exactly that. And the film's about that. She's pretending to be drunk, yeah, and clocks that caring guy,
yeah,
and then fucking comes to and basically like switches on them and shit. And like, it's
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, that's good, man.
It's hard, but all right. And I just feel like this is so weird. Just naming things I've watched and talking about them in a really shit review.
Yeah, that's what I
it's
feel.
A bit,
really
it's a bit Carl Pilkington
sort
of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's good though.
Anyway, and the last one, yeah. Oh no, you should also watch, this is sick, Day Life in a Day 2020. And it's, have you heard of it? It's on YouTube.
Yeah, but that's because one of our guests mentioned it.
Did they? Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
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 yeah. But I haven't seen it.
So I watched that. That was another Emily shout out. So yeah, that's amazing. It's just like stitches a day, a life in a day all over the world.
Sick.
Living lockdown 2020. And obviously in fucking rural Mongolia, there ain't no lockdown. So it's like showing you what's going around in the world. You know what I mean?
Good for them.
Yeah, yeah, good for them, exactly.
They're winning out there, boy.
Yeah.
Mongolia's mad.
Yeah. Well, why have you been?
No, I watched a documentary on it. I have been obsessed with North Korea.
Randomly. Oh, yeah. North?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Kim Jong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've
yeah.
been proper obsessing it because I listened to a podcast about dictators.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Proper Mark Corrigan.
Yeah, you know what? It just came on Spotify and I was like, oh, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the Kim Jong-un stuff. Yeah, and then it's fascinating. I watched, it's probably not the right thing to watch. I watched the interview afterwards.
So I'd felt like it just touched the surface because I listened to this podcast.
Yeah. And then, I found out all about him, then I wanted to sort of have a laugh.
And then I wanted to, at his expense, and then I wanted to find something a bit deeper, in a sense, to find that. So
yeah, because I knew he's fucked up, but like, fucking hell, man.
I know. Wait, what about music, man? I know you're a bit of a music man.
On a music ting.
Okay, I've listened to Slow Tie's new album, Sick. Gets his new album. I mean, I say new. We're talking about stuff that we've done since the last series, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gets his new album, Conflict of Interest.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yacine Rose, 3310.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Odd Ads, his new one. Bruv, the thing that me and you've been banging the whole time, Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, Burden of Proof.
Hard.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
That's the latest
yeah,
one.
Yeah, big up Hit Boy. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah. And I've also gone back and listened to a lot of old Earl stuff, man. I really want some new Earl.
Yeah, I like Earl. Earl's sick. I like what the new stuff Ocean Wisdom's been dropping.
Bruv, I need to listen to his album. I didn't even know the new album dropped.
I haven't heard that album. I just...
You've heard the teasers that have been coming out.
Yeah. I thought it was fucking amazing.
Shout out Ocean, a past guest, of course. Always a big family of the show, I like to call him.
Yeah. Bill, our best mate, really.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I like the new Drizzy stuff he dropped. I know, but I like it.
Yeah. No. Shout out
Drizzy. Yeah. Been on this music thing still. Yeah,
we like music, cuz.
Yeah, yeah. Grim Sickers as well, actually.
Oh, yeah, he's been dropping some
good stuff.
Yeah. Another person that might pop up on the show.
Could do.
If you're lucky.
Could do. Yeah, definitely.
And that's music recommendations.
Yeah.
So, any books?
Oh, no.
Nah.
What about you?
Yeah, loads.
Some gang books.
Yeah,
or...
just... Actually, I got the book.
Yeah.
I got the book that Goodfellas are based on.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyone's worth reading.
Yeah.
reading's a bit soft, but if it's about gang shit, it's
then
fine.
I'm on it. Yeah, exactly.
No, but I do want to get into books, man.
Into books?
I've never been into them.
I know you are.
I do audiobooks.
You are a complete moron. And I guess that's audiobooks is the way in, isn't it now.
I read the Wiley book.
Yeah, I listened to that on audiobook.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, it's sick.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, yo!
Yo!
Ha ha!
Ha 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 ha!
Will everybody shut the fuck up?
Settle down, settle down!
You're in tune to the Chatting Shit Podcast!
UK Stand Up!
The world's greatest!
The best there ever was that ever lived!
Series 2 out now, motherfucker!
Oh, gosh!
Ha-ha!
Are you ready?
Check it! Check it!
Are you ready?
Check it!
Fucking drilly right now!
Ha!
Did I use that in the right sort of context, man?
Oh, yeah, G, that's calm, G.
Is
like,
that calm?
Like, drilly's like, as long as you're on the op block, like...
The what?
Op block, like.
Op block.
Yeah, like, that's like a hot, like... like
is that, like, out, sort of outside?
Yeah. Yeah, G.
Right, G.
Like, hey, man, like, I don't even know anymore. Man's zannied out, G.
Oh, serious?
Man's in Zanzibar, G.
Oh, that's so calm.
Koch. Anyway, I'll catch you later, G.
Yeah, G, calm.
All right, then. Up
Sweet.
Next, we've got questions.
Oh,
from,
sick.
From the fans. Not fans. What am I talking about? That's weird, isn't it? Don't address them as fans. They're normal people.
Yeah.
They're shit munchers.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Literally,
okay?
Yeah.
So, like, if any of you want to get your questions featured on the show, suggestions, questions, anything, you can get at us on our Instagram, the Chat and Shit Podcast,
yep.
Or chatandshit1@gmail.com. Mm. This one is coming from the comments section.
Oh, yeah.
From our Instagram that we created.
Yeah.
Anyone out there got an Insta? It's pretty cool.
get on there.
It's sick.
Fucking hell, my mum's got one.
Has she?
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. I'm sure. Has your mum got one?
Yeah, but my mum's got an alias, isn't it?
Oh, she's got an alias?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Her name is something that I've never heard anyone call her. And she's like, back when I lived in Baghdad, everyone called me that.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah. My mum, this is a fact for you, has changed her name.
Yeah.
Her name's Jane,
yeah.
Right? But everyone calls her
John.
Janie.
Oh, Jane. I bet you
it
hate
it. It fucking
that.
Annoys me.
Yeah, I knew
like,
that.
You're not allowed to change your name.
Janie.
Yeah, everyone calls her Janie.
I love that there's nothing really wrong with that, but I know you'd hate that.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Janie? Why are they making you call that?
I've had like proper full-blown arguments with her about it.
Well, you should definitely call yourself Hughie.
No.
Yeah.
No. Look, she gave me this fucking stupid name. I've got to own it.
Yeah, we're not very fortunate, are we? Hugo and Alan. pretty shit names.
Yeah, but yours is Alan.
I know, really. Yeah, it's true. I know, yeah. So, do you know what the weird thing is, yeah? I thought about this the other day. It's like, you know, you get older, you're discovering yourself more, and you're like, what is my fuck? Because everyone calls me Sipa. So I've never really had the problem. But I'm like, my real name in Kurdish is Alan.
Yeah.
In Czech, it's Alan. And in English, it's Alan.
Alan.
So it's like, what the fuck is my name? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, what do I say?
Where do I stand?
Where do I start? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my name overseas is many things.
Yeah, go on.
So,
in Czech, it would be Hugo.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Hugo, ty vole.
Ty vole.
Vypadáš dobře, ty vole.
Dobře. Ahoj.
Ahoj.
Čau. Ahoj, yo, yeah. Čau.
That's Czech.
And just Mr. Hugo. Hugo.
Hugo. Yeah, Hugo. Yeah. French, of course.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem in Asia,
really?
I must say.
How do they do it? Be careful here.
No, yeah.
You're not going to do your voice, are you?
No, I don't do a voice. Nah. No one does anymore.
Nah. We never used to either.
No.
How is it in Asia? Just in Asian all round? So that's...
Like, Hegel.
So a bit like Northern Ireland. Hegel.
Hegel. In Northern Ireland, I'm Hegel.
Hegel, yeah, that's the best.
Hegel.
Hegel, yeah.
Hello.
My favourite is when everyone gets your quite easy. And also, I was about to say, my favourite is when everyone gets your surname wrong all the time. Although it's fucking easy. And also, you've got a famous uncle called Keith Chegwin. Everyone's used that word many times. So what's going on?
Well, I don't think everyone. But yeah.
A lot of people,
innit? It's said as it's spelt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chegwig,
yeah.
That's my favourite one.
Chegwink.
Chinwank.
Chigwank.
Yeah.
Chegwith.
Yeah. Chegforth.
Yeah, I've got, yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Chegfork.
Send some of your favourite ones in if you like, guys.
Thank you.
All right, sweet. I'm going to start. Oh, shit. I'm going to start with the first question. It's quite a big one, you know. Who is the GOAT of UK rap?
Ooh.
I've got, do you know what?
UK rap or just like...
You just went UK rap.
UK rap or like...
Or anything. I'd say, okay, this is for me is an easy answer because there's one person I always put up there and for me it's Cass is Dead.
Oh.
And I know it's not someone that like I grew up on or whatever.
Yeah.
But like you said rap as well and rap makes me think it's not like, it's more just like that can be an MC or a...
Yeah, I think it can be anyone.
When you say hip hop it's different but like for me it's Cass is Dead. And there's many, I mean, we've been blessed with so many amazing MCs and rappers,
yeah.
You know, to be raised on in England. But for me, it's Cass because I just feel like he's a sick all-rounder, man.
I think when Cass drops his album, which it's I haven't heard anything of,
yeah.
But I know it'll
me
be
and him
special.
We've been listening loads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even hanging out with him again.
Nah.
Cass is my favourite.
But, if you say no, I'm going to message Cass and tell him you hate him.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, please don't do that. But I'd say body of work, consistency over a long period of time. Go on, guess.
Does it begin with an S?
Yeah, it does.
Skepta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm very late to the party of actually thinking, you know what? He's fucking... He's the best.
Do you know what we should do, yeah? We should do eras and
okay.
Genres, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's the GOAT of the UK hip-hop scene that I'm talking about, you know, the era of, like, Skinny Man and all that, like,
yeah.
Actual hip-hop.
Skinny Man.
Yeah, word. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Facts.
And who's the GOAT of grime?
Wiley.
Not Skepta?
No.
So you're looking at...
Me, Skepta sits on all tempos.
Okay, that's good then.
And he...
So who's the god of UK rap? It is Skepta for you then. That's it. Because mine would be... Mine of grime would be D-Double.
Yeah.
Skepta would be in there, but number one would be D-Double. And then UK rap would be Cass.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say the most interesting person is, for me, is Cass is Dead. But I think the most consistent person is Skepta.
Nice.
And...
So you're interested in Cass?
Of course.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, of course.
All right, next question.
Oh, hold on. I do have a question for you. We don't have to put this in there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
A lot of people put D-Double up there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
As the best grime MC, mm-hmm.
Why? I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just curious.
That's fine. And you know, it's a good question. And I'm here to school you about grime.
Yeah.
Now, for me, it's like, it's one of them MCs MC. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm an MC and you're a producer. I think we listen to things differently don't we?
I'm not saying that I understand why people think that Double E is. And I'm not saying that he's not, but curious as to why he is.
For me, it's because grime is about just shutting down a dance or shutting down a set, and he will consistently do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Without needing to scream or anything, like just being himself. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's the master of, I'd say, flows.
Yeah.
And live, especially.
And he's charisma, you know, like having that personality, that you know, like they were all different superheroes back in the day, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's that, he's like an enigma, he's got something about him.
Yeah, he does, he definitely does. To me, he's like a Looney Tunes villain.
Yeah.
He has that. And no, there's no others like that.
Exactly. And I'm sure he had a Looney Tunes jean jacket back in the day.
I'm sure he did.
Full circle. Yeah. All right.
Iceberging.
All right. Next one. This is a really good question, actually. I've always wanted to ask you this.
Go on.
Would you rather fight 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? Told you. Tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know what you're doing right now. You're trying to work out what that meant.
No, I get what it meant. I'm just trying to think what would be easier. I think the horse-sized duck. Am I allowed a weapon?
One horse-sized duck. Yeah, yeah. A weapon, nah.
Then I go for the duck.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Horse-sized.
I'd do 10 duck-sized horses because I'd just boot them all in the head.
Yeah, but 10.
Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't suggest that for you.
Yeah, well, I'm harder than you. A lot quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faster on your feet.
Yeah.
Lighter.
Well, I did 5 Muay Thai classes down at Bloodline, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, if you guys look into Ed Skrine's episode, we hear spaffing about that.
You hear all about it. All about it.
Two men fighting.
Well, two different sort of angles on it. One is Ed Skrine, Hollywood actor.
Yeah, who trained to a Muay Thai master level, and I went 5 times.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to know that.
All I needed to say is,
was that down at Bloodline with Phil and all that? And he went, yeah, you know them boys. Yeah. So I looked like I knew.
So they remember you?
Yeah, yeah. Here's a really good one. A really deep question from Rupert Magendie, who does Hip Hop Save My Life podcast.
Go on.
How did you guys get into hip hop?
Oh man.
Oh, fuck it up.
I don't even know.
I did for a Snoop Dogg tape when I was 11 years old. You've already had that story. You? He said he wants an answer.
Okay. I don't know, man. Vanilla Ice.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Right.
Entry. Yeah. We all have our entries. Entry Yours level. Is a bit cooler than mine.
Yeah, exactly. Because if I was to tell the truth, it'd probably be the rap breakdown on like an E17 tune.
Yeah, or like Ninja Turtles.
yeah, exactly. But the story's not that good.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a page called Cafs Not Cafes, yeah? Do you remember the best full English breakfast you've ever had, and where was it? This is a sick question, actually.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking?
Yeah, the spot, man.
The spot, yeah.
Yeah, I lived off it for probably about 3 years.
Oh, sick, yeah.
You could have, it's called Nell's Cafe in Northfields Avenue near Ealing. And you could get a roast dinner at 9 at night.
Yeah.
Any day of the week, a fry up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime.
And also he would always give you toast with everything.
His name was Toast.
His name was Dost.
Dost.
Yeah? And then I, because I'd have sometimes I'd have a roast.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I'd ask for some toast with it as well. Do you remember that time I had a roast with toast, and then I got jealous of your fry-up, so I got a bacon sandwich to go?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was a G, man.
Or what? Toast with bolognese as well, and I'd have a bit of mayo.
I went there with my girl now.
Did you? You went back?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck.
Cool. I'm sick consistent,
guy.
Man.
My guy, I thought.
And when I first took her there, I ordered, obviously, a breakfast, and he went, busy night? In front of her as well. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And he was like, okay, and slapped me on the back.
Yeah, not really, it's long term now.
Yeah, it's not yeah, like that. Yeah. Not living out your wildest fantasy.
About my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, not nice, stop thinking that.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Do you remember they used to have the Irish breakfast as well?
That's what I was always going.
That's you in it with the sliced potatoes.
Yeah, I'm actually starving.
Yeah, man. I know, thinking about it. Fuck, you know, what a bloodbath.
Laugh.
My favourite... Okay, Nels is up there. Do you remember, bruv? Nels got cemented in history that no one's heard, but I recorded one of my four tunes I've ever done with you.
Yeah, and that was on the intro.
And the intro, I was like, shout out Nels Caff.
Yeah.
No. It was me going... I didn't realise recording. I was going, do you want to go smash your Nels after this?
Yeah, that's sick.
That's the best little skit, man.
Nels Caff, man. You'd see literally everyone from Brentford at some point in there.
But that was like the classy establishment. It's not Jenny's. Do you know what I mean?
It was, but it was also cheap. Like,
yeah.
It was like £4 for the Irish breakfast.
I'm saying classy for Brentford. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it was just outside.
Yeah, like exactly.
Safe zone.
Northfields. Yeah. Where people just do nothing, the idea was born.
Mm.
All right?
There you go.
If anyone listening out there, that's where Hugo's old flat was.
You have the geography now.
Yeah, well, they're doing tours of your old flat now, aren't they?
Yeah. I think it's sold, mate.
Yeah,
went
it?
Past the other day.
My one would be, Nels is up there, but I was mind blown recently because I went to E. Palici's, man.
I've heard of that.
E. Palici's in Bethnal Green. Banging. Proper old school London caff that's still exactly the same with like, there's still the same family running it and that, like the generations on. Do you know what I mean? They're Italians as well.
Nice.
So not only has it got the best fry up I've ever had, proper sausages. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not the freezer ones,
no,
proper tings.
I do like them sometimes.
Nah, I like them, but bro, the best chips I've ever had in there as well.
Nice.
You can just the chips on their own are incredible, yeah? But also what they do is that they do Italian food, but you know more like how you'd have Italian food in America.
Yeah.
So they do like, oh, you want a Milanese? Do you want some bolognese on top of that?
Yeah,
so you'd have like spaghetti bolognese with a chicken Milanese on the side, or like chips, broccoli and cheese and a Milanese and gravy.
Nice. You
know them sort of foods that are just fucking... Just,
hearty.
Yeah.
That hearty Italian
but
shit.
But tasty as well, man. And they're proper safe in there as well, man. And they know us as well, bro. So if you go down there, they're proper warm.
Oh,
nice.
I might have to check that out then.
Yeah, man. Shout out E. Palici, man.
Sure. I like being treated like I'm better than everyone.
Yeah, exactly. They know you're not because they don't overpower you because they're proper
Italian.
People.
Yeah.
They smell the weakness in you.
Mm.
Right. That's from Caffs Not Cafes. And that's probably worldwide or nationwide. So I'm not going to say where they're from. Will Thomas 100. How much are you looking forward to Champagne Steam Rooms in Dam later this year? Well, that's a good question, you know, because and what's the favorite venue? What's the favorite venue you guys have played live? Usually I'd ignore that question, but since it's been lockdown, like it's a fucking valid question, man. Me and the boys are talking about how much the fact that we don't fucking like our social life and work life was all based around each other. And then suddenly in lockdown, you realise how much of it is centred around each other and the fact that we have so much fun doing these gigs.
Yeah, we kind of used to have like 4 months off a year and then festival season would start and then we were on.
Bomb.
You know bomb, I mean? On and popping, baby.
Word. But like, we miss it so much, man.
I'm a bit anxious about it just because we haven't done a set in a long time.
No, I know what you mean, but stick with me.
And we're going to, it's not going to be the same set that we did for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
We're actually going to switch it up.
We're going to switch it. We've got an album dropping as well.
It's going to be actually like a live show.
It's going to be a proper thing.
Acoustic guitars.
yeah. But no, it's going to be live, man. I'm proper looking forward to it. Anyone locked in, Corrupt FM we are doing, because I didn't know if you guys knew, but we play the characters. It's a bit of sad because it's not us in real life. We're tickets are out at the moment. Go on the Corrupt FM Insta page and you can cop tickets to come see us in Amsterdam. It's going to be a little bit of a Corrupt festival in October. Be live, man.
Lineups and everything, mate.
Yeah, best venue you've played for me probably just Brixton Academy because of the level, do you know what I mean, of like, I think it's, what is it, like 5K cap?
Yeah.
Which is like, cap means capacity for any shit much out there. Yeah.
Come on.
But that was just crazy because it was everyone there, like for us in London and amazing venue, man.
Yeah, I like Roundhouse, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that was like...
Is it the acoustics?
Nah, not even that. The acoustics were shit in there.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't know. I felt like our performance from my... standpoint was really good.
Yeah,
like, I felt like we did a good show.
Oh fuck! Of course, when we brought out Stormzy, D Double, Footsie,
that was Camden
Roundhouse.
Did we bring Stormzy out?
Yeah, but you mean the one where we brought out JK?
Yeah,
that was sick, man. That's
JK,
hard.
That show was amazing. I just felt like, don't know, that felt special when we came off, and don't know, I felt like we were in a good zone.
They're all blurred for me, man. I'm trying to work it out. But yeah, man, I mean, all them London shows are amazing.
Well, it's like, especially with big shows at home, you kind of have all day to kind of live in anxiety, and the build up is immense.
Yeah, because you don't drink as well. Like, it's different. Well, I'm not drinking all day, but I get there and have a drink and I can calm down a little
bit. Yeah, no, I'd had a few drinks at that show.
Right, you're disagreeing with me again.
Yeah, because you're wrong. So, but yeah, no, I only drink to get fucked like 3 times a year.
Yeah, like
max.
I missed that. I missed it. 2 drink, Gary.
Yeah, he'll be out this summer. Boy.
You go, Gary Chegwin. Yeah, Chegwig.
He'll be out once, I reckon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
The big shellers.
Nice. All right, that's from Will Thomas 100. That's his handle.
100.
Where's he from?
Will Thomas 100.
Yeah.
Dalston.
Do you reckon? But originally from Devon.
Oh, yeah. Not born and bred.
Nah, never. No. All right, cool. This one is from Tom_Fabian Parish. Wonder where he lives.
The man of the parish.
Some sort of church parish.
Yeah.
Where would that be? Near sort of where you live?
Yeah, St. Ives.
Yeah? Is that where you live?
No.
Nah, good. Because you wouldn't want to give that away.
No, I won't.
Because you will have thousands of fans queuing outside
your door. One person shouting at me.
Yeah. If there is one gum that all PJDN fans across the world should wear to the cinema when the film drops, what should it be? I like that question.
Yeah, I'd say Air Maxes.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it's more specific. I'd probably say TN.
Yeah. A pair of TNs. Yeah. Definitely.
TN or a little climber fit hat. Boom.
Yeah.
You're done. Or both. Do you know what I mean? Match them up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
The combo.
All right, big up Tom for that one. What about this? Lil Bunny XO. She's saying, oh, where's she from? Lil Bunny XO, Sunbury.
Sunbury,
yeah. She was into sort of Blink 182 and shit like that. Now she's into Skepta.
Yeah. Now she's heavy on Fredo.
She's taken her stretcher out and she's fuming about the saggy ear, but it should be fine. It'll grow back.
She's going to finance a sort of fix-up job, aren't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, big up Lil Bunny, XO. This is a sick question. Would you rather live to 33 times or would you like to die at 90 years old?
Oof, that's a good one.
Question, isn't it?
I guess it's what you're leaving behind.
Oh, this guy thinks he's smooth.
No, it's only because I have...
We're a kid and you got to be worried what you're putting out there right now. Forget the kid, boy. Come with me.
I'm not worried about what I'm putting out there.
Come with me.
It's more like...
Obviously, in a serious... I mean, basically, like, you can't really answer that question because you've got a kid.
So I want to see him grow up.
But let's take that out of it, is what I'm saying. Is like, would you like to live 3 times till 30 or would you like the thought of having a kid? You know what I mean?
But I feel like when you're 30, you're still working out who you are.
Yeah.
So I'd rather live to 90.
Yeah, I'm the same, bro. And you know what? That's something that mature, grown up, gorgeous men like ourselves can admit.
Yeah.
Because maybe if you asked me that when I was 20, I'd probably say something different. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree, man. And I feel like there's different stages to, like, I mean, you always feel like, oh, those were amazing times and I'd love to relive that and that. But, you know, we're very fortunate with what we do as well. Like, creatively, we're sort of growing and learning and experiencing new things. And in different stages, you're like I always say, the 30s is like the Friends era. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chandler and Ross and that.
Yeah.
They even have kids as well. So don't worry about that. You can still be part of Friends.
Yeah, they do.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And I want to live till 90. Yes, that's blessed. I'd love to know I can live till 90.
Yeah, man. And like...
Can I know something? Can I know that I'm not going to get a disease and I can eat what I want and do what I want and still live to 90?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. But I remember being at a house party with you in Chesterton.
Yeah.
And there was a guy there. And I don't know why I took life advice from this guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
He went, you've got till you're about 25 to sort of experiment with what you want to do and then you're going to have to get a job, mate. And it proper hurt me, but I was like,
"Oh man, what a moron!"
He's speaking the truth,
yeah.
And he was so wrong.
He was so wrong, man.
Yeah, I think
that's the bad thing sometimes about like being stuck in your bubble, innit? Because you have this perception of, oh, I've got to grow up by this certain age, otherwise everything's fucked. It's not. Yeah. We all do things at different times.
Yeah, everyone has their time.
You've got one life, man. Experience things and just do it at your own pace.
You know yeah, I mean? And everyone always references someone like Steve Jobs or whatever, but yeah. Just...
Fuck that prick.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, sorry. R.I.P. Steve Jobs.
Yeah, man. No, he's a G, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Like... You got your own journey. Just yeah, yeah. See yeah. what happens.
You can't always be Steve Jobs, put it that way.
Yeah.
All right. All right, little bunny XO.
Hope that answers your question, moron.
No, she's not a moron. Big
no,
up.
She's not really.
Right. Then we've got something from Beastie Ralph.
Oh.
Yeah, quite a hard name, actually. Beastie Ralph is real name Jack Heffer.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
He obviously likes a handle, Beastie Ralph.
Yeah, of course he does.
Anyway, his question is, Beastie Ralph, where do you think he's from?
Beastie Ralph, Kent.
Okay, nice. What's next for you boys? So proud of you making it. So proud of you for making it on your own terms and looking forward to you both emerging from the shadow of PJDN and really establishing yourselves in the pantheon of British culture.
Oh, man. I hope so. Let's see.
It sounds, seems very, I'm not just picking out questions that say nice things about us. There's just not that many, so we have to go through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's about 70, but we'll do some now and some another time.
Yeah.
But it's not arrogant. It's just nice. It's nice for you to hear how much people love us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So if you thought we were morons, you realise you were wrong.
Because there's literally 70 people that don't think we are.
Yeah.
In the whole world.
Exactly. And there's, you know, and we've got 1,800 followers on that account, so you do the maths.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But what's the question? What's next? Oh, what's next? So I think we spoke about it on here before, but last lockdown, we wrote a series for Channel 4 that we're doing with Tom Davis,
yeah.
Directed by our good friend, James Defron. That's me, Steve, and Hugo going to be in that. Can't really talk about what it's about, but we'll be filming that later this year.
Yeah.
And me and Hugo are doing a few other projects separately as well. And we've got other projects that we're in the pipeline that we're writing all as a team as well, man. So there's always going to be the Wu-Tang solo albums and the group albums.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice. Hugo's getting back on his music shit as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's see.
I've heard some of the beats, man. They're fire. All the little beds that you hear on this and the intro track, that's all Hugo.
Yeah, I'll make some new ones.
We've got some.
It's too late.
It will be on here.
Okay.
They've already heard it by now.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right. Well, I was going to do some new ones, but maybe I won't.
Nah, we've got the new intro track, which is hard.
Oh, it's a new intro track. Yeah. So.
But Hugo's been sending me loads of fucking fire beats, man. Are you going to be documenting it as well? Like doing a Twitch?
I'm
going like
to at some point. Maybe not a Twitch, although I do fuck with Twitch. I'll move on to Twitch, but yeah. I think.
Do a little Insta type shit.
Yeah.
What's your Insta handle?
What my yeah. Hugo Bossman with an O in there somewhere, the number. I don't know if it's the O or I don't know which part of it it's on, but
all
it's
right.
on there.
So, yeah, all right. If you can't find him, find one of the other boys, check the tagged photos.
Yeah, I'm on there. I'm not as active as I should be. I'm sorry.
He's getting better though, ain't you?
I'm trying.
He's been on a social media course.
Yeah, the Apple shop.
Yeah. So, man, I hope that answers your question. Who we got now? Don't Shuffle Away is the Instagram handle. Real name, Luke Yabsley.
Oh, Yabbers.
Oh, and he's a dance-off provider, apparently.
Dance-off?
Yeah, he's part of a dance crew.
Oh, right. Interesting.
That's sick. Okay, sweet. Could you talk about some of the other... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Same question.
Talk about some of your other projects. But he does ask, can Hugo elaborate on him being a songwriter?
Yeah, man. I'll just do a condensed version. Yeah, it's easy, isn't it? So this is how I got into like making it a profession. I was teaching this guy to make beats and he was paying me like 20 quid and for as long as he wanted. And then I gave him a CD of beats that I'd accumulated over a few months, like that I made. And then his friend worked at Virgin Records, not the shop, the label. And he...
It's all fascinating stuff.
Yeah. And he basically gave me an opportunity to do a remix, which was a Wiley Naughty Boy tune.
What was that tune?
Never Be Your Woman.
Yeah.
And then
Crazy and Hoax remix. You can
I couldn't
that.
Do it on my own. Like, I needed my good friend Harry to help me. And, like, Harry was made to make music. So, yeah, we did a remix. And they liked it. And they paid us £500. I was amazed by it. And then did a couple more remixes. And then sent a bunch of beats to Naughty Boy. And then Emily Sandé sung Heaven over one of the beats.
Yeah.
And then me, Naughty Boy, and another guy, me, Harry, Naughty Boy, and this producer, Mike Spencer, I think that's his name, finished it. And then we made another tune with Emily, which was Next to Me.
So, and Heaven went to number what in the charts?
Number two.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Stop showing off. Everyone out there, jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, and then did Emily Sandé Next to Me, and then fucking the door of opportunity opened.
There you go.
And
Sam Smith Nirvana?
Yeah, made Sam Smith Nirvana. Yeah. But my manager at the time, who is a fucking genius, straight up genius, he found Disclosure, Sam Smith. He's part of Fredo's team, I believe.
Shout out Sam and Jack.
Yeah, part of Dave's team, or he's something to do with that. And loads of other massive.
God, he must have regretted getting tangled up with you then.
Massively. I was a massive burden to him. But he's a massive part. Him and Jack are a massive part of all of that. So big them up, man.
And I heard somewhere you want an Ivan Novello. Is that?
Yeah, won an Ivan Novello for Emily Sandé stuff.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, man.
Is that sort of BAFTA of the music world?
Although no one really, it's like a fucking music producer's thing, man.
I don't think
anyone knows.
Well, you've won it, Ivan Novello and a BAFTA.
No, I've won two Ivan Novellos.
Two, wow.
Yeah.
If we're saying it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. And then you had a little break from it because you wanted to take it back to the shit you liked making, right? Because you started as a
It got a bit, you know, there was a lot of chefs in the kitchen of careers and kind of pushed to do, not pushed, but steered in a direction that I didn't really want to do. So I thought, you know what?
Jump off the boat and make a new one.
Yeah, to quote Drake, if I ain't having fun with it, I'm done with it, baby.
Oh, come on. That's exactly what I always say.
Yeah, so I done that, but I started to miss it, man. So I make rap beats for me now.
Nice, nice.
There's no one to rap over.
Well, watch this space is all I've got to say.
Let's see.
All right. All right, last one. Hope that answers that question. We've got another question here from Luffio. Yeah?
Mm.
Where's Luffio from? Isn't his real name's Jimmy Eagle?
Oh, Jimmy Eagle?
Yeah, or Jimmy the Eagle, as I like to call him.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was fucking Jimmy the Eagle and all that. He always walks around with a fucking eagle on his
neck. He's got to be from Essex, right?
Yeah, I sound like that, serious question, yeah? Is Steve's nan on PJDN his nan in real life? Funny question, because a lot of people have said that they do look similar. Because Steve's got a little bit of a nan face about him. Especially when he puts the glasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
If not, where did you find out? She was just casted, man. She's amazing. We needed someone that could keep up with our energy, and she could. She was incredible.
Yeah, she was great.
But she wasn't Steve's nan. No,
but she's in Derek as well.
She in Derek?
Yeah, I think
I've seen her a few adverts in it as well. What else? Oh, fucking hell. He also says, does pineapple go on pizza? 3, 2, 1, no.
Yes.
Disgusting.
I think it does. I don't order it.
Nah,
I wouldn't get it, but I'll have a slice.
I don't like sweet shit on my food.
Yeah, I understand.
Unless it's like, you know,
sweet
like barbecue or honey. A little bit, but I don't need no pineapple on my pizza, man. Okay, this one's from Van Honey Club. No, Van Honey Cub. Real name Phil. Where's Phil from?
Oh, Phil?
Yeah.
He's from Doncaster.
Really? Because I thought it was from Mitcham.
Could be.
Yeah.
Via Doncaster.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Mitcham, a bit of labouring up there.
Yeah. He laboured his way down.
Yeah.
He's got a few. Oh, fuck, nah. Phil's from Vermont, US.
Oh, Vermont?
Oh, I go skiing up there.
Okay.
Vermont is beautiful.
It's lovely, yeah.
Yes, Phil. Raw. Mud ting, cuz. Man's from America, you get me? And he's got a few questions. I'm just going to take one of them, yeah? Or two of them. They think they're quite interesting, actually. In the show, is the Avirex lever that homie, you can tell he's American, homie, nice, into hip-hop, rap. Yeah, I'm into it. Is the Avirex lever that homie who runs Cold FM, big up Bailey, wears meant to be grinder's old jacket that Mises sold. Really well observed, but not enough, because actually it's a different AV.
Yeah.
The one that I had that Mises sold had baby blue on it, and then I think Bailey's one was all black in it.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there you go.
It's good AV, that. Good quality.
Exactly. All right. He goes, I love when y'all chat about hip-hop, especially the old-school stuff. Yeah, American accent. Mm. Yeah. The first thing you got into musically and in life, Doggy Style, was a big one for me as well. This is one for you. Did either y'all vibe out to Outkast much?
Oh, yeah,
that's
man.
That's Hugo, man.
Fucking, I love Outkast.
Yeah.
I love Andre.
Yeah.
He's one of the best artists, I think. He's multi-talented, and he's fucking so good. It's a shame that he hasn't had more solo projects.
Yeah, but I mean, he's talking about Outkast.
Yeah, no, I love Outkast.
Shine a light on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course,
he always played their first album, innit?
Him and Big Boy. Yeah, I do. I also love ATLiens.
Yeah,
I like Stanko. I like all of it. I'm
hard.
I'm always.
Well, I'll tell you what, Phil's gonna be thrilled by that, because he says them dudes have always had a real sweet spot in my playlist. Out of Control Funk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Bombs Over Baghdad, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, big up though, man. I was never a massive Outkast fan until Hugo put me onto it, and yeah, I can feel I'm vibes in.
Three Stacks, man. He is the best.
All right. Cool.
So there you go.
I'll tell you what, yeah, with questions like this, Kyle from Belfast.
Hello,
I'm
mate.
Not your mate is his Instagram name.
Nice.
Yes shit munchers. First of all, he's got that wrong, all right?
Yeah,
because we're not the shit munchers.
No,
we're
if anything he is.
We're the shitters. We're the king shits.
Yeah, big shits. Yeah. Baby,
we're the
shits.
Big shits. Yeah, we're big boy shit. You're shit munchers, yeah? Although I do say that we're all shit munchers deep down.
Yeah, we are.
So I think he's right.
Yeah, I think when you think you're not, that's it, you're done.
Okay, so he says, what's the story about PJDN US? In short, quite a few people have been asking about the US remake. In short, a pilot got made, it wasn't quite right, and we're not doing it now.
Yeah, that's basically. All.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Hey, this is a sick... We'll do this as the last question, yeah? This is a sick one. Brent Emery Debris. Where's he or she from?
Brooklyn.
Well up. This is quite a silly question. Shout out a couple of your best mates that aren't involved in the show and give us a little bio about them.
I'd say my mate Harry Craze.
Okay.
He's a fucking super talented music producer.
Yeah.
Great talent spotter.
Yeah.
Fascinating guru to me at times. Yeah, man. Big up, Harry.
I'll probably say my mate Kieran. He is someone I've been best mates with since I was 14 years old. And he's traveled the world, lived in Thailand, Argentina, France, speaks fluent Spanish and French now. We've been through a lot when we grew up together. And he completely changed his life and went traveling and opened his mind,
third
I guess. His third eye. Come back, and now we live together and we do Taste Cadets together. Shout out Marky as well. And he loves his food and he's a really great cook. And we both really look up to Anthony Bourdain together. We have that in common and we're making it our life goal to follow in his footsteps. That's Kieran.
Oh, borders.
Yeah, exactly. And there you go.
There you have it.
That is the end of the show. And actually, perfect timing reminded me. We've got a competition for you guys, haven't we?
We do?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I was telling you earlier, you're excited?
Yeah.
Come on, bring the excitement up.
I don't know what it is.
You're giving away your car.
Am I?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, you're. We're going to give away a signed Corrupt FM Something. T-shirt.
Yeah.
You got any white ones? I've only got black ones.
All mine are used, man.
No, that's what they want.
Oh, yeah, I've got loads of shit then.
You got white ones?
You know what I do have? I have to check.
I'll tell you what, we'll give away something.
I've got a packet of peanut dust.
Oh, nice. We'll give away something to do with the show.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All the answers need to come in on chattingshit1@gmail.com. Yeah?
Yeah.
And Kieran sent me a voice note earlier. This is the type of thing
he
sent
me. Oh, yeah. I do know what you mean.
Okay. You've finally, pennies dropped, yeah?
Yeah.
And he sent me, he goes, he doesn't really know much about music. He'll hear the odd tune and really like it. And he sent me this voice note asking me to tell him what the beat is, what the tune is. So it's, what track is this voice note is going to be the competition. Yeah,
that's good.
All right, so listen.
Boys, either of you know that tune? It goes... You know what I'm talking about. It's a hip-hop song. Is it Biggie? Come on! Tried Shazamming myself and it didn't work.
All right.
There you go.
All right, so that's a... play that back if you need to.
Chattingshit1@gmail.com
is where you send your answers to.
Baby.
Okay, yeah? So you do that and then you will win something. All right? Yep. Undisclosed. How did you find the show?
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, nice. It's quite weird doing it like this.
Yeah,
I like it.
I know, yeah, it's weird in real life.
Have to adjust.
Yeah. I sort of moved back. I'm not touching your knees anymore.
Yeah.
Because you kept pushing me back slowly.
Yeah, it's better.
But yeah, man, I've really enjoyed this. I think you've done really well.
Thank you.
What about me?
Yeah, you smashed it, man.
Thank you, man.
You knew exactly what we were doing.
Exactly. All right, so big up all the shit munchers, them. Locked in, locked on. And we'll see you next time with a fucking guest as well.
Come on, you slags.
All right. Well,
men or women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
See ya.
Hey, yo! Will everyone shut the fuck up? I want to give a crazy, stupid, dope fly shout out to everyone involved in this podcast.
Nah, fuck that. Who's the brain that produces this show, man?
Man like Rupert Magendie.
And who's the audio editor?
James Torrance, check
it. House. Who's the video editor?
Ha ha, James Lord.
And who does all the illustrations?
It's Alison the Ink.
Mad on the visuals, bruh.
Shout out all the posse down at Acast Laboratory. Hip-hop, am I right, hustler?
You're not wrong, Playboy Valentino.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.